Emotional alignment to be really centered today. I'm a healer of the highest energy, and I know that. And it sounds funny coming out of my mouth, but I'm just allowing my energy to speak. And I have a lot of problems with emotional vibration. And I want to be able to handle everything in my life with joy and ease. And because Reiki has been part of my existence and the whole energy of my lifetime, I've mastered the understanding of energetic goddess, and that's said through my clarity. So because vibrational alignment is what I'm asking for today, as a physical frequency in my body, because my body is already in high energy, I would like you please to allow the teachers to come in some way to help me along this little bump that I'm going through in my lifetime. And at this time, my husband is very hard to deal with, and my parents are Holocaust energy, and I have already aligned to upset nobody anymore. I've allowed when I wasn't allowed. I feel I have. I'm not sure, but I'll do it again if I have to. But at this point, my healing work has gone into different spectral energy, and it's gone into high energy, where I've vibrationally held people in space where they've been able to clear their energy and remove arthritis, allergies. I mean, I've seen it before my eyes. So because of that, I'm not sure now if I'm supposed to be doing those kind of understandings. Because if they're supposed to be aligning their own energy, then perhaps I've been delving into too much quantum entrance. And that's why I'm so high in vibration in my own feeling body. My question is this. Should I continue on? Or should I go down many dimensions so that I can be more normal and understand myself as, I don't want to say ego, but out of energy a little more?
Well, as you are able to bring yourself into vibrational alignment with a higher energy, we want to use different words. We want to say a less resistant energy. In other words, the only thing that makes the difference between the higher and lower frequencies is the amount of resistance that is in them. So when you are able to focus and bring yourself to a high frequency of energy, that is that God force energy. That is that healing energy. Now, a person's readiness for that energy has two components. They're ready for one of two reasons or both or combinations of them. The power of their desire is an important factor in their readiness for that high frequency energy. And their ability to allow that energy is the other factor. Now, as we speak of healers that so many know of, like Jesus is one of the most common ones who's talked about, the reason that he was effective in his healing is because he was able to hold himself consistent in the vibration of wellness regardless of what was going on. And that really is the key. In other words, holding yourself in a vibration of the absence of concern about anything going on, really tuning yourself to that high frequency, makes you a stronger influence. And so if you are interacting with someone who has a powerful, powerful desire, and you tune in to that high frequency energy, you can often influence them into that higher frequency energy just by the sheer intensity of your focus. So, and we can feel how good you are at that. And we can feel the benefit of people. And if we were standing in your physical shoes, of course we would continue to do that. In other words, you were born to do that. Mm-hmm. But there is something that we want to say to you that will be of benefit to you. And that is, you have figured out how, because you've been doing it for so long and with such intensity, you've figured out how to tap into that higher frequency of energy. And you've also, but you're able to now do it without bringing yourself up to speed with it. In other words, in the moment of your interaction, we can feel that there is an alignment of your energies that is serving your client and is serving you simultaneously. But once you get that energy flowing, you can't then turn back to the worrisome thoughts you have without causing contradictory energy in your vibration. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit like Esther. We talk to her about this frequently. Before these gatherings, she does her process of bringing herself